Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's brand new book called Reignite. But first, here's his message. If the foundations are destroyed.
Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Psalms and go to Psalm number 11, the 11th Psalm. So verse 3 of Psalm 11 says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Verse 4, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. And then verse 7. Psalm number 11. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold His face. The Lord is in His temple. The Lord is on His throne. He beholds us and we behold Him in His glory. And we have courage and confidence to voice and to live our values as long as we have breath, because we know that our God is in control. The burning question of our day is found in verse 3. The psalmist asks, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Speaking of the foundations of our faith, the foundations of God's Word, the foundations of truth and morality, the foundations that made this nation and others who know our God great. If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? It's the burning question of this hour. What do the righteous do when laws are broken? When morality is in a free fall? What do the righteous do when evil is escalating? What do the righteous do when God's word is diminished and denied and even mocked? What do the righteous do when secularism and socialism is undermining our biblical values? What do the righteous do when families are fracturing and homes are breaking down, damaging couples and their children? What do the righteous do when over the last generations, over 60 million babies have been aborted? What do the righteous do when our essential basic human freedoms are taken away? What do the righteous do when chaos and confusion and corruption, like a cancer, eat away at the soul of our nation? If the foundations be destroyed, what do the righteous do? I believe this could be the last call for America. You know, nations have a lifespan. Read history. And ultimately, nations die. Nations fade away into oblivion in history. Is this the end for America? Since I was a small boy, I have been passionate about the nation. I'm passionate about religion and, yes, politics. The presidency. When I was a small child, I, starting with George Washington, memorized. I'm talking, I don't know, 5-6 years old. Someone gave me a book on the presidents, and I memorized every one of them. I can still do it, too. Don't challenge me. And now I'm teaching my grandchildren. I was always just fascinated with the leaders of our nation throughout history. Some had inconsequential presidencies, others consequential, and we all can give thanks to God for our nation's leader, whatever political party or side of the aisle you may be on. It's important. And I've always been passionate about these things, religion and politics. Oh, I know. Some people, if you want to end party conversation, just start talking about religion or politics. If you want to get people upset in church, just start talking about politics. And of course, when I reference religion, I'm not talking about just any religion, but I'm talking about our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm passionate. And our faith and our freedom, what we believe and how we live our lives are inseparably linked. And current events and cultural engagement is a critical conversation that we ought to have with our children, with our families, with our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers. I know it's not always comfortable, but again, let me repeat, cultural engagement and current events, i.e. politics, should be a conversation that we have. Some say that we should, as Christians, just hunker down in our churches, stay behind our pulpits, and stay out of politics. But one thing that we have learned in our Don't Blink series is that God has created government. In Romans 13, we're told that God has established all authority, no matter what kind of authority it is. Of course, in the day of the New Testament and the days of the Bible, it was kings and emperors and the like. We live in a very different country where we have the right to choose our leaders. What a privilege. But be that as it may, regardless of the government, God has established government. And I never understood how some Christians must think that God established government and then tells Christians to stay out of it. Well, that's unthinkable, isn't it? Especially when you consider the words of Jesus, who said, "Be salt and be light. Be salt in a decaying, disintegrating culture, society, and be light in a darkening world. Let your light shine. Don't hide it under a bushel." And of course, we are to speak always the word of God prophetically to our own generation. The scripture says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And God's blessing always are linked to the prayers of God's people. And God's blessings flow to us, the blessings of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. The question is, will we cherish and celebrate these freedoms? And fight, if necessary, or will we forget and throw them all away? That's the question. If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Jesus has given us the ultimate freedom. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again on the third day to save us from the power and the penalty and the prison of sin and sorrow and death. He has set us free. He said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And we are set free by the power of Jesus. And it is our mission always to declare this gospel. And we pray that God will give our generation and the generations to come the freedom to continue to preach this gospel. We have enemies. Not primarily human enemies. But don't you know, if God is involved in the affairs of men, that Satan himself gets in the battle? Of course he does. And Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers and authorities and principalities, and these are references to demonic powers influencing governments and advancing the darkness in the world. Of course, Satan is involved in nations, in building up and tearing down. I also believe that politics is a mission field, and that our faith is to be proclaimed in boardrooms, in classrooms, in courtrooms. We are his witnesses, and we must not be silent. We don't shout the truth, but we are to speak the truth, and to do it in love, that our voices would be clear, that they would be heard. And yes, that includes not only the things of God, but the things of man, public policy, as we live our lives. The issues that we care about the most are not only political issues, but they are biblical issues.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, if the foundations are destroyed, what do you do when it feels like the flame of your faith is burning low? How do you renew your strength when you're spiritually exhausted? Find out in Dr. Graham's brand new book, Reignite, drawn from his personal experience and one of the darkest times in his life. This encouraging book reveals how God can reach into your life and restore the strength and joy you're missing. Reignite is our thanks for your gift today. So call now to request your copy when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's join Dr. Graham for his message, If the Foundations Are Destroyed.
Stakes are high, and you, biblically, or even intuitively, instinctively, you know the stakes are very high. Now is the time to boldly speak. Too many churches, too many preachers, too many Christians are silent while our republic is hanging in the balance. I'm not overspeaking here. The writer of Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 12 speaks of those things which cannot be shaken. That there's going to be a shaking, but there are some things that will not be shaken. So I was thinking, while the foundations around us, if the foundations be destroyed, while they're quaking and cracking all around us, what will the righteous do? Well, one thing we know, that while everything is shaking around us, there are certain things that will not be shaken. For one, the throne of God will not be shaken. That's why the psalmist said, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. And so the first thing that I want to challenge you to do, what will the righteous do? Okay, so what will we do? Number one, take an upward look. The righteous should take an upward look, because we look to God. We look to the one who is on his throne. We look to the throne of God, which will never be shaken. Jesus said in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, that it is said of Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This will not be shaken. Nations come and go. Nations rise and fall, but the throne of God will never be shaken. I like what my friend Jensen Franklin said the other day. He said that Christianity will survive without America. But America will not survive without Christianity. And it's true. The throne of God is forever. We care about who our national leaders are. We care deeply. But ultimately, I want to make sure that you're doing what the psalmist is doing right here. He's saying, he's wringing his hands a little bit. He's saying, if the foundations be destroyed, what will we do? What will the righteous do? And right in the next breath of the Holy Spirit given to us in Scripture come these words. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His throne. We will not be shaken because the throne of God, and along with the throne of God, the Word of God will not be shaken. God's Word. The Bible says the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God will stand forever. What will not be shaken, what will not fail when the foundations are quaking and cracking is the inerrant, infallible, living, breathing Word of God. All of the prophecies, not one of them will fail, both past and present. All of the promises of God, not one of them will fail, not a single one of them. Amen. I'll tell you something else. The church of God will not be shaken. We may be shaken up a little bit. In fact, one of the things that's happened in 2020 is it's been a shaking experience for so many people. It's shaken up churches, shaken up Christians. I personally believe it's like shaking the salt shaker. You shake it up and you spread it out. We're not to be sitting in churches like huge salt shakers in sanctuaries. We're to shake out the salt. I believe God is shaking His church. But the church will not be ultimately shaken. The true church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What did He say? He said, upon this rock you will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And I'll tell you something else that won't be shaken. Not only the Word of God, the throne of God, the church of God, but the child of God ultimately will not be shaken. Because we're in His omnipotent grip. He has you in the palm of His hand, a nail-scarred hand. He paid the price for you. He bought you. He owns you. You belong to Him. And no matter what happens in your life, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? We will not be shaken because God has us right where He wants us, in the palm of His hand. You're secure in Him. You're strong in Him. There's nothing you cannot do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thomas Paine, back in the days of the Revolution, spoke of those days as these are the times that try men's souls. And in this generation in which we need a new birth of freedom, a new spiritual revolution for America, I would say it again, what Paine said, these are the times that try men's souls. That is why in this passage of Scripture it says that God tests the hearts of men, the children of men. His eyelids test the children of men. We're being tested. So not only are we to look upward and keep our eyes focused on God. What did Jesus say in Luke 21 and verse 28? He said, in the last days, when you see all these things coming to pass, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. His kingdom is coming. Jesus, the King, is coming. You want to know what's going on in this world? What's going to happen to this world? I'll tell you what's going to happen to this world. What is this world coming to? This world is coming to Jesus because Jesus is coming to this world. Christ is coming again. So look up. Look up. And then, what will the righteous do? We should look inward. Look within. as God tests our hearts, this is a time of personal examination. I hope during these months of maybe isolation and separation from others, you've had a chance to look within and ask the Lord to try you and test you and to see, as the psalmist said, if there be any wicked way in me. This should be a time for repentance. One of the problems we have, because we have these problems in America, is because the church is unrepentant. And so many Christians are unrepentant. Not right with God. The church needs revival. If the nation is going to have spiritual awakening, the church must first have supernatural revival. And could it be that God has been testing us? His eyelids have been upon us to test you. I've said for many years, the faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. And trials and tests test our metal and refine our souls. And as a nation, as Christians, yes, this is the time. What will the righteous do if the foundations be destroyed? What will the righteous do? We should look upward to the one who is on his holy temple, in his holy temple, to the one who is on the throne of the universe. Look, you didn't vote him in, and you're never going to vote him out. He's King of kings and Lord of lords, now and forever. Look upward, and then look inward. Oh God, see in me anything that is displeasing and disobedient to you. And Lord, may I return to you. Make this a time of personal renewal in your life. We've quoted it so many times. We quoted it earlier today in the service. If my people, if my people, if my people who are called by my name. It's not the White House first. It's not the State House. But it's your house and mine. It's the church house. That we would get right with God. Healing. He said, I would heal your land. Our nation is sick. And I'm not talking about a virus, but a spiritual sickness in America. But healing begins in the hearts of God's people. The scripture says judgment begins in the house of God. So we need to confess our own sins and repent of them and pray for revival. An awakening in the nation. And then one final thing. What shall the righteous do? We are to look upward. We are to look inward. And very simply, we are to look outward. We're to love people, our neighbors. I pray that God would bring an end to so much division. Because, as I said, most people are not looking or listening so much as to what I say or you say, but how we live our lives. We're to build our lives upon Christ and the gospel. Jesus told us this. At the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he said two men went out to build a house. One built on sand, and when the storm came, raged against it, the winds blew, it fell. Great was the fall of it, built on sand, no foundation. But then our Lord said, the man who built his house on the rock, when the rains came, and they always do in life, storms come, shakings come. But he said it stood because it was built on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. In times like these, the old song says, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, if the foundations are destroyed. Whatever you're facing today, how would you like to experience God's presence, His peace, and the hope of His promise in a new and refreshing way? You can, and we want to show you how by sending you Dr. Graham's brand new book, Reignite. Discover how God can renew your strength, lift your spirit, and fan your faith into a fire that lights up the world. Reignite is our way to thank you for your financial support to help proclaim the hope of Christ to more people through PowerPoint. So call now to request your copy when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. call 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website, again, is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
One of the best parts of my job is hearing from listeners just like you. Just imagine how encouraging it is to hear a flood of stories of God moving powerfully in countless lives. Well, you don't have to imagine. You can read about the way God is moving in the lives of viewers and listeners like you when you go to jackgraham.org and click on the Prayers tab. We've shared stories from your brothers and sisters all over the world, from right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, Texas, to listeners abroad in Montreal, London, and beyond. And we'd love to hear from you as well. But we need your help to keep these stories coming in. This ministry wouldn't exist without the generosity of friends like you. And one of the ways you can make the biggest impact is by becoming a PowerPoint partner with your first gift today. PowerPoint partners are monthly donors whose faithful support has enabled us to pursue our core mission of preaching the gospel worldwide with increasing impact. Today, PowerPoint is broadcasting truth on TV in 113 countries. We're sharing God's love on the radio in over 800 cities. And over 5,000 people visit our website to watch messages full of biblical truth every week. None of that would be possible without our amazing PowerPoint partners. And that's what I am inviting you to be a part of today. Thank you, and I can't wait to see all God does through your faithful support. Thank you so much for inspiring stories of changed lives every day. Your gift today helps us continue sharing the gospel till the whole world hears.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's powerful new book, Reignite, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. On the next PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can find the security and peace you're seeking. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.